China's government has made its own massive intervention in nature. It took 10 years to build a dam across the Yangtze River, and the floodgates closed last week. The water began rising behind them to form a man-made reservoir the size of Lake Superior. More than 1 million people have been moved out of their homes to make way for it. NPR's China correspondent Rob Gifford sent us his thoughts on the Three Gorges Dam.
Taoism, one of the philosophies of ancient China, emphasizes the need for a balance between man and nature. Tian di he yi was how the old Chinese scholars described it, heaven and earth harmonious as one. Get that balance wrong, went the thinking, upset it by overdoing man's role in nature, and you're in for all sorts of problems. It was the antithesis of the Western ideas of progress and science and overcoming nature that emerged from the Industrial Revolution. The Chinese, not surprisingly, had another four-character phrase to describe that Western way of thinking. Ren ding sheng tian, they said. Man can definitely overcome heaven, meaning nature. What's happened in recent decades, though, is that those attitudes in China and the West seem to have been reversed. You see signs of this reversal everywhere in China, not just in the project to harness the mighty Yangtze River. It's clearly illustrated in the makeup of the Communist Party's leadership. The top 9 leaders of the party were all trained as engineers. They're builders, and they want to conquer not only Earth, but heaven too. A Chinese astronaut is expected to be launched into space by the end of this year. The change in Chinese thinking under the Communist Party has coincided with a move in the opposite direction in the West. By and large, Westerners, having polluted their air and killed their whales and harnessed their rivers for more than a century, are now taking a leaf out of the old Taoist book. What's needed now, many in the West feel, is a little more harmony between man and nature. All very well to say, if you're rich, the Chinese point out, when their lack of environmental awareness is criticized. If they want to attain the strength and respect they so crave in the eyes of the world, many Chinese feel they must first conquer heaven and earth. Perhaps only then will they be able to return to the harmony between man and heaven that was once the basis of their civilization. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.